This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Darren Hudson, director of the Cotton Economic Research Institute at Texas Tech University. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's really the only place they can go get money, because the baseline won't have any money in it for countercyclical payments or anything else, because prices have been so high. So the only place they're really going to be able to, go after money is direct payment. That's why we've been focused on that.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The outgoing chairman really favored elimination of direct payments. The incoming chairman, not so much. Direct payments have been big for the Plains producers, so that's probably where we're at. Don't really know, but something's going to go. The question is what, and what else are they going to replace it with?
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton's under a lot of special pressure because of the Brazilian cotton case. They've struggled pretty hard, and I think most of Congress is fairly sympathetic, not treating them any different than anybody else. The cotton portion of the subsidies is fairly low. It's a fraction of it. We have to remember that corn gets a lot of subsidies that don't come from the commodity programs. Their overall subsidies are much higher because they've got the renewable fuel standard with ethanol. So if you factored all that in, cotton's really small. Now, in terms of USDA's overall budget, farm programs is small. The biggest bulk of USDA spending is on food and nutrition programs, food stamps, WIC, school lunches, all that stuff. But those are political hot potatoes that people don't like to touch. Farm programs are a little easier to go after.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
What's going to happen is the CBO baseline going into this next year, and then probably the year after that one, is not going to show a lot of cost to the cotton program other than direct payments. So you can argue, well, it's not costing us anything, so let's just leave it in there. In which case, you mean, if you look at the current baseline, doing away with cotton programs only has about a 10% impact on gross farm income. But if you're down in the 50 to 60 cent range of cotton, it's more like a 40% drop in farm income if you do away with government programs. So where we're at in prices has a lot to do with that. And so you can make the argument and say, well, it's not costing anything, so let's keep it. But you're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, well, you're not getting any benefit out of it, so let's just do away with it. And the problem is it's not the hit today that's the problem. It's the hit when prices aren't, you know, 85, 90 cents. That's the big issue.